It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A new map of Edward Hopper paintings of New York City reveals an artist with a nostalgia for an earlier New York. The Whitney Museum released the map to coincide with its current show, the first to focus on Hopper's paintings of New York. Curator Kim Conaty says both highlight Hopper's dislike of gentrification.
The city is always changing. The city is always growing. And he felt, I think, very uncomfortable about that.
Hopper and his wife faced a story familiar to many New Yorkers. They spent months fighting an eviction from their Washington Square home as their neighborhood changed.
He and Josephine fought this fight, and Josephine in notebooks wrote about, you know, it's the same old story. The artists move in, then the rents go up, then the real estate developers come and want to make something of it.
Conaty says the paintings, which are often at street level, show a more bucolic New York without too many people or skyscrapers. But at the time, New York's population was actually booming, and then the tallest structure, the Chrysler Building, was being built.
Many of the subjects that he chose to depict in New York were not the brand new, the tall and sparkly. They were the opposite of that.
But Conaty says Hopper's discomfort just shows how much he loved New York, his home for nearly six decades.
Hopper, late in his life, said that New York was the American city that he knew best and liked most. And as sort of simple as that quote may be, I think it actually says a lot.
Edward Hopper's New York is on view through next March. You can find the interactive map of his paintings and photos of how they look today over at whitney.org.